Well, here we are with Michael Klinger after a very late Friday evening in the rain against Hampshire. 101 not out for you, but unfortunately, the Hampshire top order got away, and when the rain arrived, they're ahead on DL, so they've taken the points tonight.
Yeah, frustrating. I think, to be honest, they were probably ahead of the game. A couple of obvious things didn't quite go away early, and Vince and Ross are very good 2020 cricketers and batted very well, so they took the game away from us. We need to get better because we're going to come up against quality batters like that all the time in this competition, so we need to find a way to combat them. So yeah, it's something for us to really work on going forward.
You've spoken before about somebody batting through. How conscious were you tonight that you needed to do that?
Because we were sort of losing regular wickets, I didn't want to us to ever really lose two in quick succession. So the odd time I felt like I was going to go and then I had to pull back for an over. But when it got to the last five overs, it was just about trying to score as many as you can, and it worked out okay.
When you even played a maiden out from Dawson, but when you got to the 15th over, I think Tassara and yourself put on 69 in the last five, which was quite a lift in
the
run.
That was really poor batting by me, to be honest, that maiden over off Dawson in the power play. That may have put pressure on all of us, really, but luckily we were able to catch that up. So in the end, we got to a score which we were really happy with, because I think our average score in Bristol over the last year or couple of years has been a high 150. So to get to 170, mid-170s, we were really happy with that.
So it was a short boundary, though, on the Kennington Avenue side, and James Ince and Riley Rosser, as you implied, if they get it in the middle, then it goes.
Yeah, they're quality cricketers. I thought Benny Howe batted really well as well for us. He played with some real intent. But it was okay. I wouldn't say we played poorly, but we got outplayed. That's just sometimes happens.
And you have to, in a sense, recover quickly. You haven't got time to lick your wounds, which is a good thing, but you've got to go to Chelmsford on the bus on Saturday.
Yeah, we're back on the bus tomorrow at midday.
And get ready to go again tomorrow
night. It's another big game. It needs to keep us up in the top end of the competition if we win that, so that's certainly the aim tomorrow.
And is it back-to-back wins that teams now look for? Because the group is so close, isn't it?
I think so. I think you just got to get that momentum going in the tournament, and if you can get a few in a row, it certainly helps.
Just lastly, you've played Essex and Whitehall cricket already this season. That was a high-scoring game at Chelmsford, actually. Do you think you can go there and did what you did last year there, which was win quite comfortably?
Yeah, I mean, they're a strong team. So, with some experienced 2020 cricketers, but we'll give it our best shot. That's all we can do.
And just lastly, Benny Howe limped off tonight?
Yeah, he obviously won't be available tomorrow, but he'll be assessed in the next 24, 48 hours how bad his groin injury is.
Great, thanks so much.
Cool. Thanks very much.